Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all of the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our practicum on selling like hotcakes, and this is where we begin. So in today's exercise, we invite you to answer the question, why do you want to sell it? And this question might yield many different answers depending upon the way that you orient yourself to the question as you're asking it. So when we ask you the question, why do you want to sell it? We're not asking you to defend what you're doing. Although some of you may have that idea first in mind as you think about this. But let us right off the bat say, there's no good reason and there's no bad reason to want to sell whatever it is that you're selling. You obviously believe that selling whatever it is that you're selling will bring you something that you want and will in some way or another bring your customers what it is that they want. Now, you can never really know what your customers want, even when they tell you. You can, however, know what it is that you want from where you are. So, when you are thinking about, and this is an exercise that you could write if you want to, but this is really an exercise that is very simple. And all that we really suggest that you do is think about it. You can write it out if you want to with a pen and paper or a keyboard, however it is that you prefer to organize your thoughts, but we would suggest that you just really think about it, and not just think about it once, but think about it throughout the day. So when you're dealing with, for example, as the day goes by, when you're dealing with a customer or one of your products or services, just ask yourself the question, why do I want to sell this? Why do I want to sell this? Why do I want to sell this? What is it about this that I like so very much that I want to sell it? Now again, as with yesterday's exercise, you may uncover products or services that you're selling that you actually don't like. And that's all right. We're not suggesting you shouldn't or should sell any one thing or another. Today's exercise is really just kind of a romp around your mind to pay attention to what arises as you ask this question. We would just, if we were in your shoes, set the intention that every time that you come across a product or a service, whether you're selling it at that moment or not, to just ask yourself the question, why do I want to sell this? And to ask it emphatically, why do I want to sell this? Now, some of the answers that you may get when you ask this question of yourself may start off as being defensive or validating, which is perfectly fine, although that's not the question that we're asking you. We're not asking you or suggesting that you should defend your desire to sell what you're selling. Rather, we are suggesting that you just pay attention to why you want to sell that. As you continue to pay attention to this, you may also notice that other people figure heavily in your calculations. That you may be selling something because, quote unquote, as you know, everyone wants that. Or, quote unquote, as you know, everyone knows that that's very profitable. Now, these are not bad reasons to sell what you're selling. They're just interesting ones to notice. For if you are not really in alignment with yourself in what you are doing, you will probably notice that there's something about that product or service that doesn't feel exactly right to you. Today's exercise is not necessarily one of trying to come into alignment with anything. Today's exercise is just a question of curiosity. Why do I want to sell this? you're asking yourself. You may also notice that you really are selling what you're selling just because you're absolutely in love with the product or service. And that is wonderful, indeed. But it's not right, it's just wonderful. In other words, it's not the right end of the right and wrong seesaw, is what we're trying to say. You're not justified in doing what you're doing simply because you love it. You're doing what you're doing because you love it. But that's no justification or validation, because justification and validation are not required here. We know that this may seem like a rather subtle thing, but it is interesting to notice whether or not you are thumping your chest and saying, yes, I'm selling it because I love it, and everyone knows that you have to love what you sell. To which we would say, we could give you literally endless numbers of examples of people who are selling products and services that they couldn't care two figs for, and they're doing quite well in their estimation. So that's not really the point. And even though we're talking all about alignment, and alignment really is about the love that is there, we're not saying you have to do it for that reason. Again, a subtle distinction perhaps to some, but one that when you begin to notice it, you begin to realize the idea of justification and validation and defending an idea, an action, a desire, you see, those add resistance. They don't actually speed you on your way. So you may uncover some resistance today as you're asking yourself this very powerful question. Why do I want to sell this? There's another aspect to this exercise that we think you might really enjoy, and that is that it will reveal to you the nature of your relationship to both your products and services, as well as to those clients who buy them. Now again, revealing the nature of your relationship is not necessarily an exercise to figure out what you're doing wrong, because you're not really doing anything wrong. Nor is it an exercise to figure out what you're doing right, because again, you're not doing anything wrong that would then imply what is needed to be done right. It will show you that you are doing what you are doing and why you are doing it. And then you can look for yourself and discern the merits of your decisions based upon their fruits. And when we say their fruits, we don't mean the cash dollars or how nice people are or how easy it is or how wonderful it is, but rather how you feel about what you are doing right when you're doing it. And that is the heart of this exercise. When you are in the midst, if you intend to do so throughout the day, and you are in the midst of selling your product or service to a client, or you're just simply thinking about it or dealing with it in some way, perhaps preparing it to sell or arranging it for sale or what have you, when you're asking this question, what you're really doing is getting down to the very heart of the relationship that you have. And in that very powerful discovery, what you're doing here is you're showing yourself how you actually feel about what you're doing right in the moment of doing it. And that's the key. It's the moment when you're touching or thinking about or smelling or tasting or sampling or handing out or receiving from, when you're dealing with your product or your service, whether it's something tangible that you can hold in your hands or something intangible that has to do with your time or your effort in some way or another, when you're asking yourself the question, why do I want to sell this? One of the very fabulous parts of this exercise is, in fact, we would say it's probably the most fabulous of many fabulous options and possibilities. The most fabulous part is that you will see right on the front line, right as it's happening, no longer theoretical, how you precisely feel about what you are doing. And then, if you do want to change your mind about what you notice, that would be a good time. But again, this exercise is more of an exercise of curiosity and inquiry than it is an exercise of getting something done or correcting a problem. Because from our perspective, no matter what you are about, no matter how well it works, there's no problem. But an exercise like this today, by exercising your curiosity and your inquiry and noticing and paying attention, what it will yield is information that will help you make decisions for more of what you are wanting. So, as you go through your day today and you're simply intending to ask this question each and every time or as often as it comes to you and as often as it feels good to you, to inquire, why do I want to sell this thing that I'm selling? As you do this, again, we just invite you to pay attention to your reaction, to pay attention to the information that bubbles up, the insight, the awareness, and not make it a big deal. Just ask the question as often as feels good to you to do so, and then pay attention to what information, awareness, and insight arises. This is not a time, not in this exercise, to stretch. This is not a time to try to figure out or to make or to change even, necessarily. This is a time to just be curious. And we think that you will be quite delighted with what your curiosity yields as you apply it consistently to what you interact with throughout the day. Even if you only do it one time, we think you will be quite interested to notice what it is that happens. Now, one thing we will say about this exercise is that theoretically, you could sit with, for example, a catalog of what you offer, your products and services, and make a list going down the catalog of each item, and make a list of what it is that you are thinking about, why you want to sell what you're selling. The reason why we have not suggested that you do this is because, in a way, that would be a theoretical experience. Because if you're just looking at the catalog and you're not actually handling the product or service, and of course we know that some things are intangible, so we use the word handle in a metaphorical sense, not to imply that your hands have to be involved, but rather that metaphorically it's something that you're thinking about and contemplating as you're negotiating, for example, with a customer or completing a transaction or actually delivering the product or service. At those moments, it's not theoretical. At those moments, you're in the midst of it. And that's when we think it would be the best time to ask the very powerful question, why do I want to sell this? So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to have been connecting with each of you in all of the ways that we have done so here today. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.